Please welcome the Elginian Joanne just mentioned, 18-year-old violinist Sean Moore. Sean, while I go back over to the piano, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to be playing together?
Well, Chris, we're going to be playing Subito by Witold Ludoslawski. Subito means also suddenly.
Sean Moore, our 18-year-old violinist from Elgin, Illinois, playing Witold Ludislavsky's Subito. Really wonderful piece, and great,
it's great
to play that with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great fun putting it together and performing it. Just fantastic. Really fiery. Sean, everybody should know you by now. You're an old hand at this show. How many times have you been on?
Well, it's only be two, but I guess
last time, what were you doing with us?
I was last time I played with you guys was in New York with Joshua Bell and the AYM Piano Trio.
Yeah, very nice.
It was a fun show.
And we made some acting debut.
Oh,
I think,
yeah, we had a great time with a little piece on my strict observance of Meadowmount rules.
Oh, that's right, Music
Joshua
Camp.
Yeah.
And your nickname at Meadowmount was?
I was the Master of Mischief.
Master of Mischief. You kind of jimmied the magnetic locks on the dorm so you could get out at night.
Yeah, we never actually did that, Chris.
Oh, no, never, never. That's all right. Public radio, nobody's listening. Don't worry about it. I don't regret teasing you about being mischievous. You're on an international most wanted list for illegal busking, man. Where did that happen?
Well, Paris, France. The police aren't very friendly in the subways, and when you run out of money, you know, you gotta make it somehow, and busking in the subway was the best option,
sense.
But Paris police had other ideas.
What's the problem? Why can't you just
Well, apparently
it?
You need a permit.
Oh, yeah. So how did you handle that? I mean, did they cart you off, or?
We feigned ignorance of the French language.
Busking is something that you've not only been caught doing in Paris, but in this country as well.
Hometown O'Hare Airport. They're no friendlier than the Paris police, actually. Imagine that.
Do you need a permit to busk at O'Hare Airport?
That I don't know, but they're just unfriendly, I think. They don't like little kids with scratchy violins.
Too modest.
Yeah.